A political and economic crisis in Venezuela is at a tipping point. In the last 7 weeks, anti-government protests have turned violent, leaving more than 36 people dead, hundreds injured, and up to 2,000 detained. The protesters are demanding a regime change, arguing President Nicolas Maduro has bankrupted the country and left civilians in a state of social decay. For instance, right now, 8 in 10 Venezuelans live in poverty. The country lacks about 80% of basic medical supplies. It has the highest inflation in the world, 16,000%, making necessities like food simply unaffordable. Infant mortality jumped 30% last year. Maternal mortality rose 66%. Protesters also want Maduro to free its political prisoners, and one of them is Leopoldo Lopez, Venezuelan Democratic opposition leader who's been in prison now for 3 years. Today, his wife is in Ottawa appealing for help from Canada, and she joins me now, human rights activist and the wife of Leopoldo Lopez, Lilian Tintori. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Those are pretty horrible statistics I just recounted there. How bad is the situation in Venezuela now, just from a living perspective?
It's horrible.
Yeah.
I live there. It's horrible. We don't have food. We don't have medicine. We don't have rule of law. And we live in a dictatorship, a deep crisis of dictatorship, but repressive, because people don't have food, don't have medicine, don't have rule of law, don't have future, and said, no, stop, we're going to protest. And right now we are in the street today, 46-day protest, pacific protest, no violence, because we are determined to change. We want determined to have election, to respect our rule of law, to release all the political prisoners, not only Leopoldo, my husband, more than 180 political prisoners in Venezuela. And it's like, I think it's the last part of the dictatorship, and the last part is the worst, because it's very dangerous.
Yes.
They in the last 1 month, they did us 2 cup of tea. They eliminate the parliament. They blocked the constitutional line.
Yes. And they're desperately trying to hold on to power.
Yes.
Yes.
They want to stay in power. They do whatever to stay.
And there's no reason for Venezuelans to be living like this. The country has a lot of money. It has a lot of oil, right? So where is all that money going? It's the dictatorship is holding on to it?
Yes. Yeah. The government is a corrupt elite.
Yes.
And they use the money of the Venezuelan people to own. And they put in all the very important position, minister and militaries. And it's an anarchist state. And it's a terrorist state.
Yes, yeah.
Because they allow the violence. Every 19 minutes, a Venezuelan people die for violence. So we don't have rule. We don't have rule of law. We don't have democracy. When you lost your democracy, you lost everything. When you lost your democracy, you lost human rights.
Mm-hmm.
And our fight is for human rights, is for peace, and is for have a better country for all.
So you have taken that fight outside of Venezuela. You met with our prime minister today, and you've met with others, President Trump as well. What is your message to those world leaders about what Canada could do to help Venezuela right now stabilize?
Yes, I have been traveled 3 years around the world with all the help, and they teach me. My lawyers, Jared Janser and Irvin Cutler, guide me in all this fight. And it's very, very difficult. But we are changing a dictatorship for a democracy.
Mm.
It's not easy. We are saving a lot of families in Venezuela that are inside Venezuela and outside Venezuela.
Yeah, because
here in Canada, there's a lot of Venezuelan people. And this fight is for all that family. And we're going to win. And we're going to win in peace. And I ask all the president and prime minister, help. The international community need to speak out very clear and say not to Maduro and say not to the dictatorship, because human rights don't have fronteras,
don't have borders. Yeah.
We are all in the same system, inter-American system, with the OAS.
But what could foreign leaders do? Are there sanctions? Is that the kind of act you would like to see? Because obviously there's only so much we can do other than condemn the actions. Is there anything that you have specifically asked for, or is there anything our prime minister said to you? Yes, I'm going to think about that, or I'll consider it.
Yes, we ask the 4 points that we are asking inside Venezuela and outside. First, have election, general elections in Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
president elections, respect the National Assembly, release all the political prisoners, and open a tunnel to put inside Venezuela food and medicine. Oh, that's our yes. four ask, and is democratic, is legitimate, mm-hmm. it's not bad.
No.
And it's the same that ask OEAS, it's the same that ask all the countries of the continent. But it's very clear that Canada can help us. Canada support our fight.
Mm-hmm.
It's my second time here in Canada, inside here in the government, with the parliaments, with Irvin Cutler. But right now, many countries not are clear about Venezuela because are near Maduro.
Mm-hmm.
So Canada and the United States and all the other countries need to push that countries to wake up and said no.
And put pressure on him.
Of course.
Yes.
And we need help. We can do alone. We need help. We need help very clearly, and this is the time for help. We are in an emergency right now.
So what did our prime minister say? How was that meeting for you? When you, I mean, you have a very good message and a clear message. What did our prime minister say to you?
Yes, it was different. You know, I have been with different presidents in the world, and this meeting is very kind, very sensitive, and I really can't express all the things, all the points. And I explained everything to the prime minister, and he asked for release all the political prisoners right now, today in the afternoon. And he asked for human rights respect in Venezuela. And he knows Canada is for us like the goal for human rights. It's very, we really admire your country because human rights are all, you know, politics is around us, but the human rights is like, the sky is all—it's the main thing of our lives. So we need to continue fighting. I thank you for the support of Canada, but we need to keep going and keep fighting with faith, because we want a change in Venezuela, and I think we are near.
Can I just ask how your husband's doing? He's been in prison for 3 years. It was a sentence of 14, I believe. How is he holding
Leopoldo
up?
Leopoldo is a prison of conscience.
Yeah,
he's in prison because his words, he asked for protest for your rights, protest for a democratic change, and that's why he is in jail. Leopoldo is strong, very strong. He read the Bible, he pray, he's very strong. Isolate, solitary confinement for 1 year inside the jail. He can call us.
No.
Never. I can see Leopoldo when they allowed me to enter the weekends, and they recording all our visit, our intimate conversation, our conjugal visit, our kids visit, all recording, and then they put out in the media of the government to have to attack us.
Yes.
It's crazy. It's worst. It's the horrible life, but it's our country, and I feel very proud to. For Leopoldo, I feel proud for Leopoldo for his fight, for his for his commitment with us.
Yes.
And there's a lot of people fighting inside Venezuela. There's a lot of people around the world asking for a change in Venezuela.
Okay, Lilian Tintori. It's a story we don't talk enough about, so thank you for giving voice to it. Appreciate it. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Thank you.